Chaplain Willis makes his way up here. I just want to say thank you to the folks of the NTA and the folks here at Maranatha and Calvary Baptist Church for giving us this moment. Last night, Dr. John Vaughn announced his stepping down from the presidency of the FBFI. And we as FBFI members, and I think maybe you too, all of you, whoever, whatever you're from, we just wanted to take some time tonight to say thank you to Pastor Vaughn. I don't know if many of you know, but this particular meeting marks his 20th anniversary as service in the FBFI, and as both as the executive director and as president of the FBFI. And so I'd like Pastor Vaughn, wherever he is, here they come, I'd like him to come to the platform along with Melinda Duvall and her husband, Roger. I'd like them to come to the platform as well. Now, you might wonder why, just we've had an award we've given in the FBFI for a number of years. It's been called the Torchbearer Award. It's for leadership in fundamentalism and holding firm the torch of fundamentalism in the face of difficulties and dangers. And this year, it is my privilege to present, unknown to him, the Torchbearer Award to John Vaughn. For the leadership and membership of the FBFI in appreciation of 20 years of faithful service to the FBFI as executive director, president, chaplain endorser, frontline magazine editor, counselor, sacrificial leader, encourager, and friend. One of the reasons that the chaplains are here in front is because he's been responsible for a lot of things in the FBFI. Countless hours editing Frontline magazine, putting it together, hounding people to finish their articles. All kinds of writing and editing, traveling. He has become sort of an unofficial counselor to the preachers of fundamentalism. Maybe official, I don't know. But the thing, maybe of all things in the FBFI that's been his baby from start to finish, is our chaplaincy ministry. And literally thousands of people have come to the Lord as a result of this vision, his vision, and these men reaching young men and young women with the gospel all over the world. And so if there's any heritage that he has for the FBFI, it's standing here in front of you. And so, Pastor Vaughn, we just want to say thank you, and we want to present the Torchbearer Award to you tonight. There are people, you may be seated, there are people behind the scenes that do a lot of work, and Roger and Melinda have done that for years, and it seemed inappropriate for us to thank him without thanking them. And so we have a gift here for Roger and Linda and Melinda, and we'll give those to you now. And I think there are some flowers here somewhere as well, so we want to give you a thank you so much. Well deserved.
We also want to have a special part because the Lord tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. And as chaplains, we are extremely, extremely appreciative to the work that these folks have done. And words just aren't enough to express it. One of the things that we do is a token of our appreciation to individuals who have just been so special to us is we want to give them a gift that they're able to mount or to display that is really truly from our heart. And one of those things that we're able to do is we have a shadow box. And we have a shadow box here for Melinda because of the work that she has done behind the scenes for many, many years as she has been right there at the right hand of Dr. Vaughn. And the thing that's so special about this is that many of the insignia that's inside that shadow box are insignia that our guys have worn at some point in time on their own uniforms. And so this was a way for us just to say thank you to her in such a special way. There's a plaque that says, "In sincere appreciation to Mrs. Melinda Duvall for dedicated selfless service as the FBFI home office manager. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Melinda, we'd like to present this to you. And of course, to Dr. Vaughn, wow, again, words cannot even begin to express the many of hours that he has spent with not only me, but many other of these individuals. And this is not even all of us. This is all that we're just able to be here tonight. So we wanted to have an opportunity to say a special thank you to him. One of the chaplains here, Chaplain Troy Schoaf, he made a very special flag. He created this, woodcrafted it. And so he had basically put this together, and Dr. Vaughn, over the last several days, several of the individuals have basically signed the back of that flag, put little thank yous. Others within the FBFI have done so as well, so we wanted to give this to you as a remembrance of us as well.
That's precious.
So, and then Dr. Vaughn, we would not be remiss if we too were not able to give you a shadow box as well. And so we'd like to present this to you this evening. Exactly the same, with all the same insignia many of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine have worn over the years. Our police department, fire department, hospital chaplains, all represented in this shadow box. We just hope that you'll be able to put it in a place that would be honoring to you, not to us, but honoring to you. And it says here, "In sincere appreciation to Dr. John C. Vaughn for dedicated selfless service as the FBFI chaplain endorser from February 2006 to May 2017. Ezekiel 22, verse 30 says, and I look for a man to stand in the gap." Praise the Lord. You were that man. Gentlemen.
No words are necessary. To God be the glory.